Theater Talk is presented by 42 North Brewing Company's Theater District Tap Room.
For Theater Talk on BTPM NPR, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
And for a change, you're Peter Hall on Broadway. I'm still in Buffalo. You're on the Buffalo-Toronto Public Media Broadway trip.
I am. We're once again staying in that fabulous Marriott Marquis. Talk about being right in the heart of the action. You can fall out either door and be at a theater in 5 paces. It's pretty nice.
So what's the plan tonight? Dinner at?
Dinner at Bond 45. We're kind of repeating the trip that you organized 5 years ago. 3 years ago.
Whenever. It was fun. Okay, and then what show tonight?
Well, actually, not tonight, but part of the itinerary. Just in time, the Barbie Darin show. Operation Mincemeat. Best musical nomination. Buena Vista Social Club, best musical nomination. The Play That Goes Wrong. And when the Queen of Versailles closed, I asked for and got Maybe Happy Ending.
Ah, yes, a beautiful, beautiful choice. I've seen all of those shows, and you're going to have a very lovely week.
Oh, good.
Meanwhile, I went to the Shays Centennial Celebration, 100 years of Shays. And I thought to myself, why are they doing it on a Friday? It would have been so much more convenient on a Monday. And someone explained, because this is the 100th anniversary of Shays to the day.
To the day. That's great.
It was glorious. A huge party and lots of live music and food and everyone you ever met milling about the stage. Really, really a nice time.
How did they accommodate that, though? Because right next door, O'Connell Company is putting on Shrek at the Little Smith Theater. There must have been a huge traffic jam.
Well, it starts at 5:30. And in fact, they had performers from the shows and the other venues perform. So we heard a number from Shrek, very, very sweet, before these actors went off and did their shows.
That's great.
The following night, I went up to Lockport, where I saw Rent at the Palace Theater. Sean Ryan, as we explained, not the mayor, the actor, playing Mark again. He did this role on the 20th anniversary national tour. He's done this role a lot. Went up early, and there's some nice restaurants up there. I ate at Seamus Restaurant, which had a lovely menu there on West, which is very close to the theater. Sounds Irish, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes. But even during a Bills game,
yes,
greeted by the owner, Anne, who took us to a dining room that did not have a TV. It was sublime.
Yes.
But getting to the theater, that was a different matter because the show started at 7:30. There were still 30 seconds left in the game. They held the curtain. They held the curtain. And then when they just had to go on, there was a couple in front of me who felt not only did they not have to turn off their phone, they didn't have to turn down the volume. They were disabused of this misconception by the people around them. We are also Bills fans, but there is etiquette in the theater.
Well, I had a somewhat similar experience. We went over to the Ujima stage where Post-Industrial Productions was putting on Blood on the Linoleum. And there is blood on the linoleum by the end of the play. And it was the same thing. The fellow in the front row, he had the game on his phone. And his wife told him, you turn that off.
You and turn he that did. Off. You know, I just, you know, Patti LuPone used to ask, you know, people, would you eat popcorn in church? It's like, don't ask that, Patti. Have you been to church lately? I swear. People who would. So how was Blood on the Linoleum? That's a trigger warning, isn't it?
It sort of is. It's a series of small vignettes. And anyone who's ever worked in any sort of service capacity will identify it does not have a happy ending. I will tell you that. But they kind of prepare you for that.
All right. 2 trigger warnings. Thank you. We both saw Mamma Mia?
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Talk about firepower.
Second generation theater at Shays 710 Theater.
Sold out?
It is largely sold out. Even at that large venue, they are doing very, very well with it.
I read your review, which is marvelous. And by the way, folks, Anthony's reviews are on his blog, which is theatertalkbuffalo.com. Check it out. But I had the same impression. There's something slow about the beginning. And then they do the title song, and oh my lord.
Bang, ba-boom. From that moment forward. Yeah. I don't know. Structure for latecomers. It's a tricky exposition, but it's a gorgeous production.
And that new play we talked about a little bit last week, Preservation, about the box in the archive that cannot be opened. That was really, really well done. And it just builds and builds and builds with these little crumbs along the way. And
we did like her other play very, very much.
Yeah, this Deborah Yarchin, I think she's onto something.
All right. Well, we'll catch up with all of that. In the meanwhile, off to Bond 45 with you for dinner tonight and for Theater Talk on BTPM NPR.
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.